What's up, fanboys and fangirls? Welcome to another FanTracks podcast coming to you from fanboysanonymous.com. I'm here as always, Tony Mango, joined as always by Robert E. Felice.
Tony, this film is going to test our might. How are you feeling?
Toasty.
Very nice.
That's what we're doing today. We are watching Mortal Kombat Legends Cage Match. We have done multiple of these before. I believe we've done three of them. I don't remember if all three of them were fan tracks or if we ended up just watching one of them on the side or something like that, but I think all three of them were fan tracks before. So go back and check out previous ones of those in the past.
Yeah, and I mean, look, every time you say cage match, I keep thinking that we're going to see like an actual cage match.
Steel cage.
This is about Johnny Cage, who's not encased in steel.
It's about Johnny Cage, not Johnny Match.
which is a name for John Morrison. Sure. Somewhere.
So if you are brand new to the FanTracks podcast and you don't know how this works, very simply put, you saw at the beginning of this on YouTube at the very least, we are not showing you the movie. It is not going to be on here. It is labeled as a podcast for a reason. It is a podcast. It is not the movie. So what we are doing instead is we are giving you a countdown of 3, 2, 1, play. And when we say play, then that is when we are going to hit play on our devices. And we advise you to do the same because otherwise you are not going to be synced up with us. But we have a little timer code up on the screen and you should be able to pause at different times and double check that you are in the right way. Or, you know, if you have to come back and check this out another time or something midway through, then that way you can sync up without having to just do the math yourself. If you are listening to us on the audio only streams, obviously you cannot see a time code, but trust us, if you just go along with it, you should be able to sync up perfectly fine. As long as you hit play when we say play. And it's pretty simple. We're going through, we're watching the movie for the first time and giving our reactions to it. We've done like 70 something of these or something, and we got the rhythm pretty much down here. So if you have been following us for a while, you know what you're in store for. We're going to crack jokes, we're going to talk about plot points that make no sense, we're going to laugh at things that actually make us laugh or things that we shouldn't have been laughing at but that we think is hilarious and bad. And based off of these movies,
we're laughing, it's funny.
Ugh. Yeah, one way or another. There have been some great movies that we're like, oh man, this is so good. We've had plenty of movies where we're like, oh my God, this is the worst piece of shit ever. So these Mortal Kombat Legends ones haven't had the best track record, but they're still Mortal Kombat. They're still fun. They're still funny. We're probably going to see some people get their heads chopped off or whatever. I don't know. And we hope you enjoy it.
Yes.
So make sure that you are situated. You got yourself all set up because we're going to do a countdown in a minute. Rob is all good to go, I think, right?
Yeah, good to go.
I am all good to go. So make sure you hit play when we say play, because we're going to get started in 3, 2, 1, play. Just to let you know, we're on the Warner Brothers animation logo, and it's very fuzzy
screen.
Some
smooth jazz, baby. That's some smooth jazz. Oh, it's a Christmas song.
This could very easily be like a Batman thing with that. Like, that could have been an establishing shot of Gotham. Now, I don't know much about this movie. I haven't bothered to look up the plot or anything. All I know is that it's Johnny Cage, and I'm pretty sure it's set in the 80s.
The graphics are very 80s, at least.
See how long it takes before I get to a best character total jerk.
What the hell?
This is just an average day. It's New York. We're going to assume it's New York. Yeah, there you go.
I just want to be honest and say that, like, that mentality is so terrible. Oh, it's okay. There's chaos going on, but it's New York.
Right. This person a mime? God, is this supposed to be like a mime version of Batman?
What are you?
That's kind of the opposite.
As a movie.
Good old cut match.
Scissor me, daddy.
Joel McHale's a good option to voice Johnny Cage.
Not as good as The Miz, but I guess good in terms of the general public.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nothing to do with a mime. So he's D-list, not even C-list. Would you watch this mime movie?
Yeah. With a line like mime the gap, so would you.
It's so funny that for some reason people think that all 80s graphics are this.
Why are they all like this?
Yeah.
You know, grid.
That purple, that dark purple grid for everything. I don't even know what ever actually used that back in the day. This fucking Steve Urkel. Not Jennifer. You're twice the she ever was. On Jennifer.
Get fucked. People hate red dye. What is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's like a thing now. Like
yellow too, right?
Is it red dye number 4? It's like, I don't fucking know. I just, leave me alone.
I wonder if somebody's tested out just drinking food dye. See if it's an issue. This is very obviously much Vice City kind obviously of vibes.
I love this already.
Baby JC's.
I love this. I love this music.
Fucking Urkel.
I do. This movie is going to be great.
Fatality. What a dick. He's like, hey, it was pretty funny when you threw that ball at that kid.
I can't believe they're really going right away with the dweeb turns into dickhead.
Yeah.
Turns back into dweeb.
Also, it's funny that TV shows and movies and stuff always talk about people getting picked on and they get wedgies. I've never seen anybody actually give somebody a wedgie in my entire
it's
life.
It's like a thing like that happened in the 50s, 60s.
Maybe.
Chuck Norris?
Yeah. Push him to the limit.
You're the best around. That's never going to forget.
It's like these kids just want to pick on this one kid. They're just tormenting Johnny.
Mm-hmm. This movie is worth it for the soundtrack alone, I think.
They definitely had fun making these 80s songs. At least he's got a couple of friends there. Out of elbow.
How to catch a ball.
Carlton?
Maybe that's his real
Johnny
name.
Johnny Carlton. And that's pretty much true. Nice. And then in typical fashion, the way that schools are, he would get more in trouble than them pushing him to that point.
Yep.
Because it's like, you can't police the bullies. You can only police the person who fights back after a million times. Fucking looks like Ultimate Warrior.
I would buy that tank top. Wait. I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can pull up a crop top. I don't have the abs for it.
This is apparently the last role of Gilbert Gottfried.
That's depressing. Definitely not Jesus Christ, no.
Ninja Mime is the name of the thing.
They're running through these songs.
Yeah, we're at like maybe like the eighth song or so. Stefan or Kel would have gotten it.
We're gonna watch his transformation. Breaking and entering. Okay. I mean, looks like somebody beat him to it.
But yeah. Still. Well, now he's at the crime scene. It's always so easy to open stuff from the outside in TV shows and movies too, right? He's like, yeah, this is my kind of party.
They did a great job at making it sound like... Oh, Lord.
That answers the question I was going to ask is, which one of them is supposed to be Jennifer?
I thought that one of them was absolutely Jennifer. And maybe they still are, but it doesn't seem like it. Oh,
damn.
Jennifer, what are you doing? Okay, we're not. Or maybe yes. Or is that Jennifer?
Yeah, how could that hat possibly be, like, beneficial when you're fighting, you know?
Shielding her. Oh, God. Oh, God. God. Get out of there. 3, 2, 1. Mind the gap, for God's sake.
A lot of Santa Claus stuff going on.
Well, he's your favorite character, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Twenty four hours to go. Oh no. Not that I was thinking our goal was going to pop up. Oh, she's just one, like Madonna, just Jennifer. Because everybody is. Yeah.
This is an origin story for Johnny Cage. We don't like know Mortal Kombat stuff. Is this just like an origin of Cage?
I mean, so far they haven't really done almost any. Like, we haven't gotten in the tournament stuff, all the characters haven't popped up.
Oh, God.
Hmm.
You couldn't get her name, could you?
Now, I don't recognize these two characters, at least. They might be Mortal Kombat characters, for all I know.
Oh my God.
Damn. Well, I guess that's your first fatality, right?
That's not what you say. Oh no, 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 no.
Urkel. There you go. That's a very specific thing for them to have the radio station on there like that. I wonder if that's a reference to anything.
What did the radio station say?
It's like 7682 or something like that. 768.28, but I don't know, whatever.
Oh.
Do you think this Urkel dude bites a bullet in this movie?
I'm guessing he has a moment where he full-blown Hulk up, like, and he's a stud by like the halfway point in this movie. Whoa. Can't be calling women bitches like that.
That's the 80s.
That's true.
It looks like so many different pro wrestlers.
Well, it was the 80s.
Like, that could very easily be Sergeant Slaughter right there, you know? Just my fist. What if that was the end?
Then too realistic.
Yeah, I don't know this Ashura character. Is that Raiden? Yeah, look at that. I guess this is a just like an origin story for him to first come across Johnny Cage.
I think I'm good with that.
Transformer. He's fucking Optimus Cage. John Timus Prime. Well, fuck. I was just going to say that.
Spielberg?
Yeah, I guess they're going Spielberg. Big man, Steven Spielberg. How the heck? Double D? Do you have a couple of double Ds or? That's fucking patterns.
Memphis patterns aren't. They're not used like that. I don't know. Why are they Memphis patterns anyway? Jinkies. Am I wrong?
Doesn't that pattern look like it would totally be used in like Wild and Crazy Kids or
absolutely
Nickelodeon something or other?
Jinkies.
April O'Neil's not impressed. Is it Drew Barrymore? Second wedgie thing in this. Don't you mean where you fucking are? Wonder what that movie's supposed to be parodying in the background poster. What would you do in this scenario?
I would listen to Gilbert Godfrey. I would say, now do Aristocats.
It's so weird that this is his last role. I miss Blockbuster.
Do you?
There was something fun to the idea of, like, you go around, you start looking at stuff, you pick something off the shelf, you know? You don't want to work for the big man.
Jesus, this took a turn.
Like, this dude should not be a martial artist. Come on. That's two awards to the head in this movie. Think they're gonna do that like traditional Johnny Cage uppercut stuff.
I was wondering when that was gonna happen. Holy fucking Illuminati.
Yeah.
No, wait, that's not how that works. He just transformed. Oh, God.
Wait, the bigger question is he a fucking monster?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. You can't leave Velma there.
Right. That's okay. She's used to dealing with monsters, right?
I guess that's true.
I feel like I'm supposed to know that name.
I feel like I should, but I don't.
So far, Raiden's the only character that I recognize outside of Johnny Cage. Chitaka. It's like Chicago. Sign my autograph thing. Having lived through the whole 1999 to 2000 thing, I still think that it should have been a bigger deal.
What do you mean?
Like, everybody made a big deal about it, but and there was like so many. We were talking about it on a recent podcast about the idea of like, you know, this is like something 2000. People would put 2000 in front of a lot of things, but
yeah. It should have been a bigger deal.
like, I don't remember people throwing like huge parties for the New Year's and that, and you know. Granted, I wasn't old enough to really take advantage of that. I was only a teenager, but still. And everybody was all worried about Y2K going to ruin all their computers and all the airlines are going to explode and shit. You know? Annoying movie, not a fan. You pick up that 20. Why is this a speakeasy?
Why not? What do you think about that, Tony?
Hmm?
Why not?
Because.
So this is the movie, right?
I don't know, how long. We're 40 minutes into this.
No, I mean, this is a movie. Like, that's gonna be the twist. This is a movie. It's Johnny Cage's origin about being Johnny Cage.
Could be. I could still see it being just the thing that Raiden recruits him from. Like, legit.
I mean, that picked up. Let me say come Tuesday.
Yeah.
Happy come Tuesday, Tony.
Yeah, it's officially Tuesday. People that don't watch wrestling have no idea what that means. No,
Anyone turn that down?
God damn, a hell of a kick. He just goes with her. That's a good point.
Very funny.
Character does not look like a Chuck.
It can't be his name, but it's probably like Jonathan or something, you know what I mean? Like
Elijah.
There's gonna be a moment where he's like, my name's not Chuck.
It's Irving.
Yeah. It's Urkel. Would you stay with the girl if you knew she could breathe fire?
I mean, it's kind of hot.
Fair enough.
I had some doozies earlier for terrible puns. We're walking by the Container Store, and I was like, hey, if you buy one of the franchises and you set up your own building, did you make the ultimate purchase of a Container Store?
Shut up.
That's pretty much the response that my wife said. And then I was like, she's like, oh, you're inspired. And I'm like, no, I'm just thinking outside the box. And she's like, oh my God. And I'm like, and then I'm like, oh, you want me to put a lid on it? And she's like, Jesus Christ.
You just sit there like, this is great. She's going to love me. It's
well, I usually follow that up with, you love me even more now. Man, they really like hitting these women with the cars and killing them that way. Pentagram, yep. Ah, okay, that's a name. That's funny. Who do you think the god is?
Chuck. I love it. Oh, fuck.
God damn. Oh, okay. There you go.
Ew, ew, ew. Stomp her face.
You might need to.
Please stomp her face.
He's got a good point, though. You ruin that. And what else are they going to do, right?
Well, I guess it's lucky that they missed by an inch. Oh. Commercial break? Okay.
Could have just asked.
Why is there a weird, like, Illuminati feeling to this movie? Do you believe in the Illuminati?
Yeah, kind of. Bohemian Grove is a thing. You get enough people that have power in the same room together, they're going to be messing around with stuff. I don't know if I believe in, like, you know, the Freemasons or Knights Templar and all that stuff, but I do think that there's people that influence a lot, like the Federal Reserve and stuff. He's the god.
Call me Molina. Okay.
Goddamn, Brian.
Yeah, man.
The end. She was already awake. Yeah, Urkel can't take a fucking punch. Dude looks like Dom DeLuise. I've been trying to figure out what actor he looks like.
It's a friendly Dom. That's funny. Oh my god.
Goddamn. Here you go. Here's your the moment you're talking about.
See?
pretty badass to just have that knife in you and you're not even reacting.
What would Johnny Cage do?
Chuck Golden. Wonder if he's a character from that.
You're the best around.
Apparently Jennifer is played by Jennifer Grey. Are they trying to say it's actually Jennifer Grey?
You think Cyndi Lauper is also a part of the Chinook?
Maybe. Yeah, apparently Charles Golden is an actual character from Mortal Kombat called Mocap.
Mocap is in motion capture?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
This mocap looks genuinely more white.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a motion capture actor. Weird. Why is this a fighter?
So they decided to take this motion capture character and make him fucking Urkel? Steve Urkel?
Okay, but she's hot enough that you would risk it, right?
I mean, Jennifer Grey, I don't know. Jennifer Beals. Then we're talking more likely a yes. Yeah, apparently all these characters, Serena and Ashura and all, they're apparently all from the... They're just characters that are way deeper than I'm familiar with.
When your knowledge expires at about the Mortal Kombat 3, right?
Yeah. I did watch the cutscenes from this most recent game, but when they're referencing a character that I didn't know, it's kind of hard to keep that in mind. And be like, oh, it's this is Kui Lang.
He tried. I love that Christian Cage reference.
Love that what?
That Christian Cage reference.
That's his brother, Christian Cage, instead of Johnny Cage.
Oh, sorry.
Man, it's a powerful sword. It's just Kool-Aid. It's okay.
Settle down, Jim Jones.
What do you mean, no, no, no? You're the ones who fucking wanted this.
What's the matter? It's not cute anymore?
Yeah.
Not trendy anymore?
They're like, oh no, this demon that we wanted to bring back is...
I hate when girls summon demons just to be like, no, no, no. Jesus.
He's got himself some fucking stairs and everything, even though he can float. I once was lost. We're probably pretty tasty. If we taste anything like chicken at the very least. That's pretty funny coming from Joel McHale, right?
Yes.
Oh, so that's why they're selling, they're doing this setting in Ground Christmas. Yeah, they could get away with just doing, oh, well, it's WB, so never mind. And they're going with Lethal Vendetta instead of Lethal Weapon since that's a Christmas movie. Jeez. Why isn't he just using his? Yeah, I was just gonna say, just vaporize him. You know, they always show people like doing fucking cartwheels and backflips and all. That's got to exhaust you in a fight. That's supposed to be Marty McFly in the background.
I thought so too. I mean, it is appropriate for the timeline. Oh my God.
Ballsy. Yeah, he could just very easily just kill you right then and just go grab it.
Flying kick. All right, shoulder block.
I could stab you. Just fucking shoulder pads, jeez.
Hey, it's the 80s, man.
Yeah. I don't get why shoulder pads were such a big thing then.
It shows dominance. I don't know if that's the real reason. Fucking Jennifer Grey, huh?
I knew it. Had a feeling that I was behind the scenes of Dirty Dancing.
You ever put baby in a corner?
Johnny Cage gun might be able to.
All right, so you think aliens are real?
Yes.
What about stuff like this?
Nah.
Would this not terrify the fuck out of anybody?
Oh, immediately. They'd probably just die of shock. But nah, I don't buy into the demon type stuff. What about you?
I know. But I also think, like, if the aliens exist, maybe it's something we're not understanding.
Like some fourth dimensional stuff?
Yeah.
Or fifth dimensional?
do the Thriller dance because it's the 80s.
You're my hero. I'm fucking great.
Oh yeah. I like the Wanna Be Michael Jackson.
I didn't see that one.
Like it's like Eye of the Tiger.
I thought you were saying that there was like a Michael Jackson guy in the background.
It's like sung by a bootleg Michael Jackson.
There you go. There's the shot. Nice.
Fuck him up, Jack.
This dude's a god, and he's getting beaten by somebody who just knows karate.
Well, Johnny Cage is a god. That's why his blood was able to bring him back.
Yeah. But I mean, like, he doesn't even know how to fight.
Oh. Oh. Okay, what, at what point does he start, like, doing some of the slicing for himself?
I would assume probably soon. You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us.
Yeah, this has to be Cage's fantasy. Suck it. Oh.
That's cool that they're doing the little transitions like this. There you go.
You get it? Wow, that was perfect.
Now they say the thing and it's like closed sesame.
Oh, God.
So get back here. How far would that reach if they had gotten to, like, the other room? Is it just going to bust through the wall?
Well, I assume because it's a demon thing. Oh, that wasn't necessary.
She's demon. She's not coming back. I guess because she's like pure of heart or something.
She's a human now.
She's not bleeding anymore, is he? Want to go bang? Not yet. He's able to make a fucking snowman this fast? There you go.
Get it? Get it?
No real hero. This is the best one out of those.
Really fun.
I'm assuming that there's going to be some kind of a post-credit thing or mid-credit.
I'm going to look and see if this soundtrack is available.
Yeah, Jennifer Grey as herself. She's just Jennifer Grey. Oh, Phil Lamar played Brian.
Okay, there are a few songs that are actually available on Spotify. At least 4 songs. Including this one now.
I wonder if they were created for this or if they just found things that were very cheesy 80s sounding and licensed them.
This song is called I'm a Survivor by 5 Alarm. Okay, and it's a music library, so it has to be, like, they just went looking for, like, the most 80s sounding things.
Probably cheaper that way overall. Although I always wonder, like, why they don't reach out to other people that, like, yeah, there's millions of people out there that might be able to, like, do a song like this, and you can hire them for pretty cheap that are on, like, TikTok or whatever, because they want the exposure, you know?
This was released in 2019, as part of a compilation album called Timeless Vocals, 70s and 80s. Because it is just a knockoff of
Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger. Great movie. I mean, not like, when yeah. I say great movie, I mean,
fun.
I enjoyed watching it with you at 2 in the morning.
Right. Yeah, it's not going to win any Oscars, but no, this is a lot better than that Snowblind one. And better than some of the DC ones, too, like the Catwoman Hunted and stuff.
And those DC movies really took a turn.
Memory of Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried. Like, you know what? He's the man. I love that voice.
Iconic voice.
If I could choose a voice, it might be that one.
I certainly would not. Not a big fan of it in that much.
look at all the work he got specifically for that voice.
Yeah, Affleck and all. All right, everybody. Well, that is Mortal Kombat Legends Cage Match. Of course, let us know what you thought in the comments below. Tell us what you want us to watch next for another future episode of the Fan Tracks. Where, obviously, if you want us to do something outside of Fan Tracks and you want us to do another dive into Mortal Kombat another way, or, I mean, there's a million other things between video game stuff and superhero stuff, and, you know, even, you know, when it comes to just like straight up movies, you know, like I've never done like a deep dive for like The Godfather on this channel or something. It's a big, stark difference from something like Cage Match, but yeah, you know, we're all about variety.
Yeah. Look, I think Christmas is coming. Perfect time to watch movies like Batman and Batman Returns. That is a Christmas movie. I'm ready. I want to watch the Burtonverse.
And of course, if you want us to do something in particular that we haven't gotten around to doing, then the best thing for you to do is to directly sponsor that through the Patreon, because we have the Pick Your Poison tier. So you can say like, look, I'm funding this. I want you guys to watch this or do this or whatever it might be. And then, you know, we'll do it. That's kind of the point.
We will not watch a Serbian film.
That's one of the things we won't watch. Sorry, Marquise. But make sure that you are following us on fanboysanonymous.com, of course, checking out the Facebook, the Twitter, the Patreon I just mentioned, the YouTube channel. You should be on that right now, hitting the subscribe button. And if you're listening to us on Spotify or something like that, then, you know, the more that you show your support in one way or another, it's all greatly appreciated. And obviously, there are plenty other things that are happening here, like the Blueprint Project, which I have not added like any Mortal Kombat stuff because it's never been something that I've been like the biggest fan of. But who knows? Down the line, I might end up having a Mortal Kombat Blueprint or something. But there's plenty of other ones that are out there. So if you're a fan of anything that's in this realm, I'm sure you would like a lot of that other stuff, like Power Rangers and Star Wars and James Bond and Ninja Turtles and Batman and all that. And of course, just make sure that you are going to amangotree.com and following all the different accounts that you got on there, subscribing to those things, hitting up the Letterboxd, Facebook and Twitter at Tony Mango, and so on and so forth. Make sure you're following Rob too.
Follow me everywhere at Dude Felice. DudeFelice.com, coming soon to
a theater near you.
I was going to say to a website near you. That doesn't work. Coming soon to the internet near you. Yeah, DudeFelice.com. I can't really say much in the way of movies because everything I do is wrestling. But boy, oh boy, do I want to change that. Like, so yeah, I want to do more stuff like this. I want to play more games on Twitch, but you need an audience for that, so please go follow me at twitch.tv/DudeFelice. And yeah, we'll leave it at that for now, but we'll see you guys in the next one.
Whatever that one's going to be, we don't have a plan in mind right now, so drop your thoughts in the comments below. Tell us what you want us to watch.
There's a John Cena movie with the one from Glow, the girl from Glow, I forgot her name. Allison Brie?
Yeah, Allison Brie. Oh, they got a movie together?
Yes, they have a movie together.
It might end up being the next one then.
So that might end up being the next thing
we do. We tend to have a track record going on now about John Cena movies. That might be. Maybe something else in the meantime. I don't know. Of course, if you are following this website and this YouTube channel, then you'll see whenever it pops up, and we'll hopefully see you then. But for now, it's time for us to geek out.